Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, KMOX Weekend host Scott Jagow has been roaming St. Louis once again this week. He joins us now in studio to see if he can stump us about where he's been.
Good morning, Megan and Debbie and Joe Pott. This is an interesting one because it's not open yet.
Oh.
Aha. Little breaking news here. Okay, first clue.
But it's their kids and their grandkids who have been talked to about this history, and they want to be a part of it. They want to learn. You know, it's been this viable thing of memories. And that's really what, this is. We are such a great baseball town. I always joke, baseball is the religion of St. Louis. Opening day is the national holiday.
Why wouldn't I go someplace about baseball opening week?
Okay. So it's not open yet?
No, it's not open yet.
Or it hasn't opened
It hasn't
at
opened
all.
Yet. It hasn't, okay. No, at all. Oh. Okay. So here's clue number two.
The game would be over. And then all of a sudden the gates open and out come zebras, giraffes, clowns, elephants. Game's over. All of a sudden Sweet Georgia Brown's playing on the loudspeakers. And here come these men carrying a basketball court and they set it up at second base. And you got to watch the Harlem Globetrotters play.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
That sounds amazing.
It happened.
But we're all looking at each other quite puzzled.
You're going to get there. I promise.
Okay.
All right. One more clue here.
This little guy comes out, 3'7" with these little bats waving over his head. The pitcher and the catcher, like, what's going on? The catcher's like, I'm going to lay down. Because he only had a 7-inch strike zone when he's 3'7". Bob Kane is going to throw underhand. Ed Hurley, the umpire, says, no, you got to throw overhand. Play ball. He walks on 4 pitches.
Of course, Kane
can't get in there. He kind of strolls down to first base with all the glamour and acting because he was an actor, a 24-year-old actor.
All right. If you know your baseball history, 3'7", actor, steps up to the plate and walks. And that was his only at-bat ever in the major leagues. And the circus thing, this was all the same owner.
So it has something to do, with Bill Veeck.
Yes.
But
I was going to say the Cardinals Museum and Hall of Fame, but...
You're getting closer. Warmer.
Okay.
Because that's the story of Eddie Goodell.
Yes.
Right. I'm familiar with that, but I don't know where we're at here.
Okay, I got a bonus clue.
Okay.
Every time something good could happen to the Browns, they were at the fork in the road, they took the wrong fork, you know? And that was their story. They get to play in a World Series, finally, right? And they got to share the city, the spotlight, with Cardinals.
They had Cardinals.
Yeah.
They had to play the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They played in the same stadium.
In the same stadium.
That's nuts.
I know who you're talking to, too. I've met him, but I don't know.
Okay. So that is about the 1944 World Series, which was between the Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. The other baseball team in St. Louis until 1951 when they became the Baltimore Orioles. There is an exhibit opening across the street from Busch Stadium next week on the St. Louis Browns. And that's Ed Wheatley, who's the head of the St. Louis Browns Historical Society. And it's going to be great. He's got all this memorabilia from that Eddie Goodell moment. He's got like telegrams from Richard Nixon and letters from players and old uniforms and gloves and bats. They had an outfield in 1922. To this day, still the only outfield whose all the players hit 300 for 5 years in a row. And he has the bats from all those players.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where is
it's
this opening?
It's in the Fieldhouse Museum.
Okay. Oh,
across
sure.
the street from Busch Stadium. And just another note, next month there's a Charles Schulz exhibit about the Peanuts opening. So they'll be right
at
across from each other.
Museum?
Same museum, yep.
Well, awesome.
But I got a sneak preview. They're still setting up the exhibit for the Browns. And I got a sneak preview and sat down with Ed. So it was really cool.
Very cool.
Sunday, 8:20 and 9:20, you can hear all about it. And he is a great storyteller.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The Browns were quite a colorful team.
All right, the Fieldhouse Museum. I have never been there, but now this gives me extra added incentive to go. All right, thank you, Scott Jagow. You can hear more about that on Sunday. It is 7:57.